Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Arunachal Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik has emphasized the need to imbibe technology for monitoring infrastructure projects, vibrant border village programs, anti-drug operations, disaster management and parameters related to health, education and tourism departments. The Governor was interacting with Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, who called on him at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. During the meeting, the dignitaries discussed the need for border area security and important infrastructure, energy, health and education projects, which contribute towards the achievement of the sustainable development goals of the state. The Deputy CM briefed the Governor on steps being taken by the state government to develop hydroelectric power projects vital for state's security and revenue generation. Arunachal Pradesh's Medicine from the Sky initiative, which was launched in 2022 in collaboration with the World Economic Forum, has saved over 15,000 hours of land travel and delivered over 12,000 medicinal supplies across the state, according to a WEF report. In a social media post, Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu hailed the achievement, reminding that the initiative was launched as a pilot project from SEPA to Chiang Tajo on August 15, 2022. The project was launched in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of transforming India into a drone hub. The scheme has successfully delivered thousands of life-saving medicines across the challenging terrains of Arunachal Pradesh. Heartening to see that our initiative has received praise from the World Economic Forum, Khandu said. Education Minister Pasang Dorje Sona has said that the state government, under the leadership of Chief Minister Pema Khandu, is committed to fostering a robust education system that meets the needs of all students. He said this while chairing the follow-up program on the Chintan Shivar meeting in the Tirap Deputy Commissioner's office premises at Khonsa on Friday. Sona explained that the new policy of closing zero-enrollment government schools and consolidating schools with low enrollment aims to raise the standard of government schools to a level where every parent feels confident in sending their children to these institutions. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, who was on a two-day tour to Arunachal Pradesh, visited ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra, West Siang at Basar on Friday. While interacting with KVK scientists and other officials, Dubey advocated that the traditional methods of agriculture of the region should be preserved, integrating them with modern scientific methods of farming for higher production and productivity to increase profitability. He also appealed to the scientists to align with their activities with the Prime Minister's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and to create entrepreneurship skills among the farmers to make them Atmanirbhar. The nationwide campaign cum celebration of Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 under Swachh Bharat Mission was officially launched at Yingkiong today by Upper Siang Deputy Commissioner Hage Lailang in presence of SBM Brand Ambassador Tadum Lebang and others. The lunch program was followed by a pledge-taking ceremony to ensure large-scale advocacy and citizen participation in the slew of events lined up to mark the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. The celebration will conclude on 2nd October with the celebration of Gandhi Jayanti as well as the observance of Swachh Bharat Divas. Rajiv Gandhi University's Mass Communication Department and the Center for Distance and Online Education on Friday organized a talk titled Mastering Social Media for Swachhata, Digital Age Influencing Skills as part of the Swachhata Pakwara celebration. Swachhata Pakwara Chairman Professor Sambhu Prasad, while highlighting the significance of the event, urged everyone to incorporate the principles of cleanliness and hygiene into their daily lives, extending beyond the fortnight-long celebration. Resource person S. Jomo emphasized how digital platforms can be leveraged effectively to spread awareness, engage communities and popularize cleanliness campaigns. Lower Subansiri District Police on last Tuesday arrested two individuals, including an ex-serviceman, for their alleged involvement in drug peddling. The police also seized a substantial quantity of banned substances from the alleged accused, Lower Subansiri SP Kenny Bagra said on Friday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.